Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, Patsy Sadler is going to preview the tour of homes coming up next week for us. Well, Patsy, we're going to be talking about the tour of homes. It's fast approaching. First, I'll tell people when the tour of homes is.
Yes, tour of homes is coming up, and people are warned that they want to be getting their tickets before the 1st of December. The price goes up after that date. It is going to be a good one. As I told you, it's going to blow them out of the water. It is going to be such a spectacular tour this year. This is the 50th, and it will be one to remember, no doubt about that.
Well, before we talk about how it's different, for people who may not know about the tour of homes, tell people what it is.
Okay. Pella Garden Club members usually it's four houses that are decorated for the holidays. This year, they're decorated by the homeowners with the help of Garden Club girls. In the past, the Garden Club girls did all of the decorating. Well, our club is much smaller now, so what we're having to do is have the homeowner assume those responsibilities. We still provide a very generous budget for them to purchase decorations and that type of thing, whatever they feel they need to add to their collection of decorations. But we aren't doing quite as much work as what we used to. We're all getting older, and it's just a case where time is limited for everybody on this. And it is a major tourist attraction for the city of Pella, no doubt about that. We could probably expect to see close to 2,000 people in the two-day period. And it's Thursday and Friday. The dates this year are 6th and 7th of December. And hours are pretty much the same as what they've always been. We open at 10 and they close about 8 o'clock at night. The tea this year is served over at Sculte Church in the historical village. And tickets may be purchased there only during those two days of the tour. So it isn't a case where there aren't tickets available someplace. There are. They're available over at Sculte Church the days of the tour. So, and that's always a delightful outing over there too. And we have a Christmas boutique in the basement area of Sculte Church this year. So there's lots of things for people to see and do.
So is it just the outside and the garden area of the home that's decorated, or is it the entire house?
Believe me, it's the entire house. The one house that's on the tour, Lowell and John Olivier Shaw, their home is a small home. And so most of the emphasis of their decorating is in their yard. And that is going to be a big surprise for a lot of people when they go to their house, because it, you know, it's just a precious, precious restored little house. And the backyard is just going to be something else. And they have a barn back there. And there's some surprises in the barn. And it's going to be a good one, just a good one. In fact, when I think about this, three of the houses on the tour are older homes. The Nolan House, of course, is one of, as is the house on the Little Brick House. The Nolan House is a little bit larger. That's south on Broadway. Two houses are on Broadway. They will be very easy to find this year because of the location. Very convenient. The house on Broadway is a very, very old house. And it has been restored. It's been carefully maintained. Ken and Linda Nolan live in that house and have done wonderful things. And it will be a very elegant house for people to visit. So I'm sure they'll enjoy seeing that house too. Then the third of the older houses is Dolores Borchter's home on Main Street. It's a large two-story white house with pillars out in front, just about a half a block from the park uptown on Main, on the west side of the street. And when you go by, you'll already get a taste of what's going on inside of the house. The porch is just full. The decorations are just outstanding. You cannot believe what they have done on the porch of that house. And you'll never believe what has gone on inside that house. It is just breathtaking. The flowers that have been used, the garlands, it's just spectacular, wonderful. And then the fourth house is the newer home of the four. That one is out on Shadow Lane, out in on the west edge of Fountain Hills. To go on Big Rock Road, and then you take a right-hand turn and you wander off on. That one has a cul-de-sac, so it will be a little bit tricky for people turning around. But I am, and that is Brandel's home, Sue and Jim Brandel. And I'm sure they're doing a lot with Sinterklaas and Dutch things, because they just have a lot of Dutch things in their house. They just love Holland. The girls have gone to school in Holland as exchange students, and they have had Dutch kids in Pella visiting them. And so, you know, that will be a very interesting home for people to see too. This is why I'm telling people it's going to blow them out of the water, because the houses are so, so varied and so interesting.
Did you guys go all out for the 50th year of it?
Yes, I think you hit the nail on the head on that one, yeah.
So how do you find people who are willing to open up their homes to so many people?
Well, quite often one will be a garden club person, or somebody who's a relative or a very close friend. And that is the case with several of these. In the case I'm thinking about, Linda Nolan, she has had her house open before when they lived in a newer house over on Franklin Street. That's probably been every bit of 20 years ago. And so, you see, she had a good experience with that, and she's got a different home now that's a completely different way of decorating, because it's an older home than what we did for her over on Hazel Street. And so she has good memories, and she wanted us to come back, and we did, so.
All right, so where can people find tickets for this before December 1st when the price goes up?
Okay, before December 1 when the price goes up. Iris has them here at the Historical Village in the office, and she's in the office Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. She leaves just a little before 4 to get the mail to the post office. And then otherwise they can get their tickets at, Hometown Variety has them. I believe the flower shop has them, and some other gift shops downtown have them also. So they're readily available. Plus Garden Club girls are all wandering around with their purses with tickets in them. So very happy to sell.
All right, well, good luck to you, and thanks very much for talking with me.
Right. I'm sure we're going to have a good week next week.
You've been listening to where we've heard from Patsy Sadler with the Pella Garden Club. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.